This is the Ryder and Lisa podcast.
Brought to you by Yegg Property Pros. Powered by Real Broker. Get a realtor who knows. Call the pros.
We said we would give some shout outs to our dedicated podcast listeners. So thank you to everybody who supports the podcast, who has rated it, who downloads it, tells your friends and family about it. It means a lot to us.
Including Whitney from Leduc, Ted, Natasha, and Bobby from Places Unknown,
whoop, whoop.
And Car Guy Will from Saskatoon.
Dan from Vancouver, Sam from Spruce Grove. We've got Chris listening from Edson.
Who will be our first international shout out? Hit us up if you want it.
Exactly. Slide into our DMs. We'd love to give you a shout out.
If you want to go down in a lame page of history, this could be your chance.
Lame?
Well, are you going to tell your friends and family? I was the first international shout out on the Ryder and Lisa podcast. They'll be like, who?
True.
So.
Well, that's why you tell them. They learn about us.
Mm-hmm.
They listen regularly. And then who knows? Maybe they'll be the second international shout out. Anyway, we love you all so much. Enjoy the show.
Gen Z, we've heard, are not into drinking as much.
They're not drinking and they're not getting together, if you know what I mean.
Hooking up?
Yeah.
Oh, there's something specifically about that I need to run by you that I just read that Gen Zs aren't into anymore either.
Okay.
But the drinking one kind of makes sense. I heard it, like a news story was done on it, and they interviewed a bunch of Gen Zs, and they said it's too expensive. The hangovers aren't worth it. The mistakes that you make can be like life-altering when you've been drinking too much.
Well, now with social media, too.
Like, generation after generation, well, I guess they've probably only seen two or three max, but, you know, have struggles with alcohol dependency and whatnot. So it does make sense. I think money's probably the main reason, though. Like, when I was 20, I could take $20 to the bar and have a great time all night. Now $20 gets you a cocktail someplace.
Yeah, I would take like $10, get someone to boot for me and get a six pack of Mountain Crest. Damn good beer.
You can still get that for $10, I think, actually. Less. That's about an $8 six pack.
It's disgusting, by the way.
So that actually hasn't gone up in price at all, if that's what you were paying.
But no, they're not French kissing.
French kissing is the one, yeah.
But also like is anyone?
Yeah.
Serious question. Are people still making out for extended periods of time?
Yes. I think French kissing is still almost as popular.
What if you're like in a long-term relationship? Is that still a thing?
French kissing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if it is.
All right. Quick poll. We're asking you if tongue kissing is still a thing you're passionate about.
Yeah, a lot of boomers, millennials, elder millennials texting and saying 100% love it.
Just the nasty crew.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of Gen Zs.
Uh-huh, saying nah.
And Gen Xers.
Saying just a peck here and there.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I need.
Neckin'.
What was that one text you said? It's like they like making out but not with tongue? Is that what it was?
Yeah, from Zoe. My hubby and I still love making out, just no tongue.
That's called retro kissing. I learned about that in grade 8.
Do you still open your mouth or do you just...
No, you don't open your mouth at all. So my friend Kirsty's mom told us about it. She said like back in the 70s, you would never use tongue. You would just like lock your lips together and go back and forth.
That is stupid.
Well, it might have been made up. She was probably telling us. She was probably just informing us to not do it. Like, don't even think about it. It was probably her goal. I don't know if retro kissing is even an actual term.
Did she make those noises when she did it?
No. I was just trying. Well, it's hard to do on the radio. You got to do something.
Okay, fair enough.
She just can't have silence.
Ashley says, heck yeah, Little Tongue's my favorite. Been together 12 years.
Yeah, been together 19 years. We love it. Michelle says, been with my husband for 20. French kissing only when I'm old school sloppy drunk.
Okay.
So maybe, okay.
I'm tongue kissing. Me and my wife, we've been married, we've been together almost 12 years. We're still tongue kissing.
Yes.
Does her tongue feel older now?
No, it's the exact same. It's more intimate.
Hey, what's up?
I'm for tongue kissing.
Yeah. You're all for it?
Yeah. As long as you know how to kiss and you're not like trying to gag me with your tongue.
Well, as long as you use a tongue scraper, like that's the first question I ask. They're a dollar. Invest in one.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
Okay, we just got this text, and I don't know if it's ever been asked. Do grandparents French? I know grandparents who are like at their home that they live in and they're hooking up.
Yeah.
Like, I definitely have heard that actually it's quite a successful rate of people getting together. But what does that entail? Just
good hips.
Retro. No, I mean kissing.
Oh.
Do they use tongues?
Yeah, I don't know.
Can somebody call their grandma and ask?
Well, here's the thing. Like, I'm almost old enough to be a grandpa at 41, right?
Don't say things like that.
No, but it's true. Like, I know a 45-year-old who's a grandpa.
Oh, I guess you're right.
Like,
but I'm talking about, like, 80s. Like, up in their 80s. Okay, Scott just wrote in saying, follow-up question on the grandparents. Are they kissing with their teeth in or out?
Oh, nasty.
Well, but also, like, maybe more convenient.
There's
so much real estate.
Yeah. Okay. So, I don't know. So
does anyone have an answer to that? Have you ever seen your grandparents in their late 70s, 80s Frenching?
This wasn't the plan of where this conversation was going to go, by the way. Do grandparents still tongue kiss?
Yeah, we have a contact.
Hello?
Hi, is this Edwin?
No, it's Edmund.
Oh, Edmund, how are you today?
I'm good. Who's this?
This is Ryder and Lisa calling from Play 107. We host a morning show here in the city.
Okay.
And we're just curious. We know that you have been with your wonderful wife for over 50 years now.
53.
Quick question for you, if you don't mind answering this. If it's too far, we totally understand and respect your boundaries. Do you still tongue kiss, Audrey?
Do what?
Do you French kiss? Like, touch tongues when you're kissing sometimes?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I suppose we get a little wet. Do I get a prize for this?
No.
Going potty on an airplane can be tricky. It's close quarters. You don't want to go in there and just trash the place.
No, you really don't. There's not a lot of room to trash.
And you feel bad for the people that are sitting right by the bathroom because they're getting a whole mix of different
scents. I can't imagine.
Yeah.
That sounds awful.
So a flight attendant has shared some tips for going number two on the plane.
Oh, specifically number two.
Yeah.
Okay, when is the best time to do so?
As soon as the seatbelt sign is off and before the drink service begins, because that's one of the most annoying things for flight attendants is when they have the tray out. Like, what do you do? As for the smell, you can ask flight attendants for packets of ground coffee and then hang them up in the lavatory and they'll soak up the odor.
Wait, you have to do it or the flight attendant will do it?
No, you do it. You ask for the packet from the flight attendant.
And you have to hang it up in the bathroom like you're doing your own home decor?
Well, that's what they suggested.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Just making some latte potpourri for the back of the toilet.
Poopery. But yeah, I think I'd be uncomfortable asking a flight attendant for a packet of ground coffee.
Honestly, they
look at you like, oh, this guy's about to go for it.
And then what? Do you pour it in the toilet? Like,
well, they're packets. Holy man, pay attention here. They're packets of
coffee. What do you do with it?
Well, they'd be like in a pouch.
Yeah, and you just...
So you hang it up and then you throw it in the garbage after. I'm sure you're not going to give it back and say, okay, make some coffee.
I got a better idea. Go to the bathroom before I get out on the plane, morons.
William Shatner could be making a triumphant return to his role as Captain Kirk in the new Star Trek project.
Oh, going to space wasn't good enough for him?
I guess not. He's 93, though. Like, can you imagine if you got into a space war with someone?
That is an elderly person.
That guy's calling the shots? We got to get out of here, man. You never know what's coming.
But also, I mean, these days, the spaceships are pretty high tech. Like, what does he have to do? Hit one button?
That's true. He says that he believes the de-aging technology could help him portray a much younger version of the character.
That's very true. Like Billy Joel's latest music video, it's like AI of him when he was younger. It's happening more and more. Sylvester Stallone and Robert De Niro in that movie that was way too long on Netflix.
Italian?
Something, I don't know.
Is that what it was called?
I don't know, but...
He's Italian. But I'm pretty...
Correct.
I'm pretty sure...
No, what the heck was that movie called?
I just searched Robert De Niro long movie. That's not helping. The text line will help us out here.
The Irishman. Thank you,
the
Mike.
The Irishman, not the Italian. God, I was so close.
No, you weren't. You were like so not close. Anyway, moving on. If they do use that technology to make William Shatner look younger, that sounds great. If he still wants to work in his 90s, I mean, to each their own, I'm not interested.
This has got me thinking. If they're able to do this with William Shatner and take a 93-year-old and make him de-age, maybe they can do it with Gretzky.
What are you talking about?
What if they could de-age Wayne Gretzky?
For a video?
Third line center.
Oh, you want him actually on the ice.
1K Wordplay, brought to you by Out of Bounds Restaurant.
We are joined by Texter 107. 12-year-old Brooklyn is ready to win $1,000, which in 12-year-old
is so
terms,
much.
Like the conversion there, that's about 23 grand. How's it going, Brooklyn?
Good.
Good. You know how the game works?
Yeah.
Awesome. Right. Okay, Brooklyn, who's your teammate this morning?
Ryder.
Okay, perfect.
Good choice. You're off to a great start.
Yeah, I love it. All right, get out of here, Ryder. So for those of you who are listening for the first time, Brooklyn chose Ryder as her teammate. I'm going to give Brooklyn five words. Brooklyn has 25 seconds to tell me the first word that comes to mind. Then we'll invite Ryder back in for every word that matches with Brooklyn's. It's $25. If all five match, it's a grand. Brooklyn, I'm starting your 25-second timer after I say the first word, okay?
Okay.
What comes to your mind when I say tent?
Camp.
Laces.
Shoe.
Sugar.
Cube.
Knife.
Cut.
Umbrella.
Rain.
Great answers, Brooklyn. Let's get Ryder back in the studio. Ryder, Brooklyn did so good. You better be ready.
Are we winning a G?
I would hope so.
Really? That good?
It was so good. Ryder, what's the first word that comes to your mind when I say tent?
Camping?
Camp.
Yeah, that works.
Let's do it. $25, Brooklyn. Let's make it 50. Ryder, what comes to your mind when I say laces?
Shoes.
$50. Umbrella.
Rain.
$75, Brooklyn. Can we get to 100? What comes to your mind when I say knife?
I'm going to say cut.
$100, Brooklyn.
Yes!
One more word to go. Okay, Ryder, get in the zone, please.
She would be the youngest ever winner. Is that right?
I feel like we've had one more
around the same age,
if I'm not mistaken. Do your best. What is the first word that comes to your mind for $1,000 when I say sugar?
Sugar. I'm going to say sweet.
Cube.
Oh.
Which was such a good answer. Brooklyn, you picked up $100 with Ryder and Lisa's 1K Wordplay. How are you feeling?
Really good.
Awesome.
That was a great game.
So good at it. You have a great day, okay?
Thank you.
Aww.
Next chance to play is tomorrow morning at 7:50.
Texter 107 gets to play all week long. So make sure you're telling your friends, your family, your coworkers to get in on this. You never know. They could be the next player for Ryder and Lisa's 1K Wordplay.
Where do you feel the most inspired? Where do you come up with your best ideas? A recent poll's been done and I found some of the answers, I guess. Some of the stats that have been released. Fairly interesting.
TikTok.
So just watching someone else's ideas?
I like to scroll through and just see how creative other people are. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
I need to do more.
I should be doing things like this. This is so inspiring.
All right,
I think
fair
it's
enough.
Cool. Like, I'm not like going on there and like stealing their personalities. I just think it's kind of cool seeing different types of people and how creative they can be.
So where would you say you watch your most TikTok? Because most of this is about like literal places that people feel inspired.
Oh, cool. Okay. In bed. Is that okay. The wrong answer?
No, actually, 33% of people polled have had good work-related ideas in bed. For me, it's a matter of, like, I convince myself that I'm going to remember.
And you're not. So
I don't roll over and write it down when I'm in bed.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, there's no way I forget an idea this great.
You kind of, like, think of, like, three key words, and you keep saying them over and over, and you're like, this will help me remember. And then the next morning, nope.
All I remember the next morning is that I had a great idea the night before that I didn't want to forget. It's so frustrating.
I don't know. Maybe a lot of people are their most creative when they're going for a walk.
Mm.
Maybe they're on the Stairmaster. Maybe they're in a waiting room. Like, who knows, right?
21. Well, the survey knows.
Oh.
You know? So when you say who knows, I know.
Touche. I've read it. Touche.
21% have found inspiration at a coffee shop. That came in at second place.
That is such a good one.
Do you go to coffee shops by yourself to get inspired?
I think a lot of people will like sit down with their laptop.
Sure.
And they're just in a great environment.
And 14%, this is third place, had a creativity strike them at the gym.
Yeah, there's a lot of zoning out.
Yeah, zoning out and probably hogging the machines.
True.
Jillian Harris, who we know from The Bachelor. Nailed it.
Well, and the Jilly Box.
She went on a little rant and gave some tips on how to create a successful Mother's Day.
On Mother's Day, you're not leaving the house to run out and get a few things. You've got to organize this beforehand. You're not going out to get groceries. You're not going out to get the gift. How many times on Mother's Day, dads are like, oh, I'll be right back. And 2 hours later, you're like, what is happening? And they come back with a bouquet of flowers. It's like, no, that's not the point. So get everything lined up ahead of time. And wait, and if you are going to run out, then make it seem intentional. Bring the children with you, turn on the music, pour your wife a mimosa and say, Mother's Day is going to start with you having a couple hours at home to yourself. If you're going to screw up and not have everything ready, at least make it seem intentional on the day of.
Like, I know that a big day with the kids is also exciting, but I know a lot of moms that are like, I don't want my partner to plan a day with me and the kids. No offense.
Right.
I love my kids.
Go take
honestly,
them to a movie. Yeah.
It seems like almost ironic that on Mother's Day, they just want to be alone.
So you may have heard a great clip from Canadian TV personality Jillian Harris talking about what moms really want for Mother's Day. The comment section is even better, though.
Here's the top seven.
At number seven, how about a massage, too? At number six, a handwritten note.
So these are all the comments underneath her video about Mother's Day tips. Okay, and also a reminder that to each their own.
Yeah.
Maybe some people don't want a handwritten note. They want you to send them to the spa.
Sure.
Depends on the personality.
Yeah, number four on the list. Holy F, a couple hours alone in my house would be amazing. This was a suggestion that somebody gave at number three. Once again, these are just tips for a successful Mother's Day. I take the Monday after Mother's Day off work and plan absolutely nothing. This is a mom. She said, so Mother's Day can be about celebrating how lucky I am to be a mom with my kids.
Sure.
But then the next day, I celebrate how awesome I am for doing that. At number two, I wish they would plan a gift for their own mother and not make us do it. So I think a lot of maybe dumb husbands specifically.
Yeah, they don't plan the gift for their mom or their mother-in-law.
Yeah.
So then the mom has to put in all the work.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So plan your own mother's gift as well. And at number one, I don't want grocery store roses. There, I said it. Support a local florist.
Oh, okay. Can I give a personal tip?
Of course.
Okay. If you're always getting them flowers with the vase, they don't need another vase. If they have three vases,
that's enough vases.
They don't need to be collecting more vases. Have you ever been ghosted? A woman named Courtney shared the screenshot saying, I received this text today from a guy. We had plans to go on our first date, and it dawned on me while reading it that this man, who I never met, had more respect for me to even send this text than any man I've actually dated. Ready? Hi, I know we've never met, so not sure if it's overkill to give an explanation, but prefer to do this over ghosting. I've had a lot going on family health-wise over the past like month and a half, and I've also started talking to someone that I've dated in the past since they know the situation and all. So I feel like this isn't the right time for me to start seeing someone new, even though Margaritaville and D&B sounds immaculate. So they obviously already had their plans and everything. Sorry that we just ended up being pen pals, and sorry for the probably unnecessarily detailed message. So I love even how this guy's recognizing that a lot of people become a pen pal and then ghost. And I think that's the most frustrating thing with online dating right now is there are people who are busy and they're genuinely looking for a partner and they don't have, they don't want to waste their time having a pen pal. They really don't.
I don't think that's the most frustrating thing about online dating though.
What is?
When you see your friend's hot mom on there and you show that you're interested and they don't swipe you. I don't want to talk about it.
The Ryder and Lisa Podcast.
Brought to you by Yegg Property Pros. Powered by Real Broker. Get a realtor who knows. Call the pros.
Play 107.